USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's threats of tariffs on Mexico have blown over for now as the two nations have reached a deal on immigration. But now President Trump says if the Chinese President Xi Jinping doesn't show up to an upcoming G20 summit and sit down with him to talk trade, there could be yet more tariffs on Chinese goods.
I think the differences can be worked out very easily. I would be surprised if he didn't go. I think he's going. I haven't heard that he's not. We're expected to meet. And if we do, that's fine. And if we don't, that's fine.
The president speaking after phoning into CNBC's Squawk Box this morning. As part of a new budget deal in California, low-income illegal immigrant adults will have access to Medi-Cal, the state's Medicaid program, allowing 90,000 illegal immigrants to receive benefits at the taxpayer's expense. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
A crane collapsed onto a building and parking garage, leaving one person dead and several others hurt in Dallas. That crane falling on top of the building during a storm yesterday that had 80-mile-an-hour winds. Officials do believe everyone now is accounted for. This man lives in the apartment building.
Seemed unreal, like, at the time to, like, see that, because you drive through that thing every day. You see it every day the way it is, and then... I mean, to be in there, it looked like something that you see on the news, like from a scene of war. Like, the destruction was just insane.
Longtime Boston Red Sox superstar David Ortiz recovering from emergency surgery after he was shot in the back yesterday at a bar in his native Dominican Republic. A crowd chasing down a suspect who was arrested. Authorities are still on the lookout, though, for a second suspect. The 43-year-old Ortiz now in stable condition and out of danger, according to his doctors. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The acting head of the Department of Homeland Security is now pushing back against claims that that deal with Mexico reached over the weekend is actually nothing new. Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleenan telling Fox News Sunday most of it's new. He says Mexico's agreed to commit over 10 times more officers to increase border security and help contain the flow of asylum seekers into the United States. Now, many details of the agreement have not been made public, but McAleenan says the progress goes beyond similar announcements made by then-Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen earlier this year, as well as late last year. The New York Times had claimed that most of the deal that was announced back on Saturday was nothing new. President Trump also tweeting that the Times was absolutely wrong, calling it the failing New York Times and, again, fake news. The Church of England is doing away with its ban on investments in medical marijuana. The commissioners who oversee the church's $16 billion investment portfolio say they see a distinction between medical and recreational cannabis, and they're fine with its medicinal use. And Hadestown is the big winner in the 2019 Tony Awards hosted by James Corden last night. It took home 8 awards, including Best Musical. The awards held last night, at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.